You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Important message in Parshat Erev that Ribono Shel Olam has a very busy schedule, and that is that Ribono Shel Olam constantly tries to guide us, as he says, the same way that Ish Miaser Et Beno, in the same aspect Hashem Elokecha Miasereka. So Ribono Shel Olam is busy. It's
right after the beginning a little bit. That Ribono Shel Olam constantly trying to direct us. One point about this the affection that he has toward us, so he's constantly trying to guide us. Because those that you care about, obviously, you don't like him, God forbid, to waste their time and get off track. So here is a very important point that we see the care and the love that Ribono Shel Olam has toward us, so constantly is trying to get us on the right track. So the technical point here is, how come he says Ish? So just as someone. So if the message here is that like a child that a father cares about and likes to direct him, so she said, like a father, not an ish. You follow? But it says ish. It's an Abba. So now here, the point here is that for father to direct his child is a very, very hard task. Why? Because first of all, he knows that the kid would not like it. So now, out of his choice that he wants to protect his child, so now he has to change his feeling toward the kid. Why? Because the mercy that he has toward the kid, he doesn't want to be harsh, you know, and tough on him. So what does he have to do? He has to wear a different costume. He has to act as a stranger, why? To do whatever that needs to be done. But if he stays as the Abba, so then he's not able to do this. So here in Ribono Shel Olam, we see how hard for him to guide us. Why? Because as it says in the Navi, Bechol Saratam Sarlo, any pain that we go through, actually, who feels the pain more? Ribono Shel Olam. So that means you have to always have in mind, any pain that you feel because of the hardship that you might go through, Ribono Shel Olam, because out of his choice that he has to direct us, he goes through pain much greater than us. You understand this? So if you would know that Hashem is in pain when he brings you the hardship, would you feel pain? One more time. Yes? Understand. But understand, but we don't, because, you know, we have a lot of challenges in life, because it's hard to stay on the right track.
If you know somebody feeling more worthy than you, actually become a comfort for you, because you see somebody else care so much that they feel the pain more than yourself.
Understand, but he feels pain because you're feeling pain. Yeah. So now, if you don't feel pain, so then... So why do you feel pain then?
So, you don't
want to
change
your... So now you're causing pain for Hashem. Is that fair?
He doesn't care about himself. How if you want him to care about Hashem?
No, but the point of matter is, like your Abba. Abba said to Shem, go to sleep. Go to sleep. He doesn't listen.
No.
So what kind of feeling causes the father when the kid doesn't listen?
Yeah.
Huh? You know what's going to happen in the morning, he's going to miss his school, you know, he's going to be sleepy. So, why doesn't he listen? So he doesn't care about his Abba. Huh? That's fair?
He doesn't care about Abba. He doesn't care about himself, how he's going to feel.
No, maybe till now he didn't know that Abba goes through pain. But now that he knows that Abba is going through the pain, would he cause pain for his Abba? Would he?
Yes, hopefully not.
Chas v'shalom. Chas
v'shalom. He doesn't believe the authority. When they don't believe the authority, that's the
problem. Well, no, from now on, he's going to... So in the same aspect, here, Tzadash is teaching us, Hashem has to be Ish, as a stranger. Why? Because it's so painful for him to direct us. Why we go through pain? There's a mitzvah that we are very aware of, and most people do it by heart. It says, Shiftecha u'mish'antecha hema v'nechamuni. What mitzvah is it?
21.
Chazak baruch, very nice. Mitzvah chaf gimel, yeah, 23. Yeah. The Mizmor says, Shiftecha u'mish'antecha hema yanachamuni. What is Shevet? Shevet? Shiftecha. No. Shiftecha u'mish'antecha hema yanachamuni. Shevet means stick. Right, stick. U'mish'antecha, what is u'mish'antecha? Mish'an. We say in the Lachash. I thought you know the Mizmor. What is Mishantecha? Leisha'en. What does Leisha'en mean? To rely. Cain, like a cane, right? So here Mizmor says, Shiftecha u'mishantecha himma yenachamuni. That what it brings me? Peace, right? What does that mean? The contradiction. He says that your stick and your cane, your staff, you know, brings me peace, brings me nechama. What is that supposed to mean? You saw the mizmor? Yeah? What is that supposed to mean? Now Rabbi Netanyahu is going to tell us the answer. What is the message? Shiftecha u'mish'antecha hema yanachamuni. Morav Rabotai, Kala Gadosh, listen carefully. Listen. Here in life, many times we feel that we are being hit by the stick of Hashem. Oh! Why he did this to me? Why I have to go through this? What does he want from me? Why my life has to be this? But here, a little bit later, you realize all the sticks that you complained about becomes your mish'an, becomes your cane. So that means through all the hardship that in life you had, you see that all the heat that you got actually become your came to walk with. You know what the beautiful sign it is? That every hit that you feel, that means actually, what is it? Is the staff to be able to, you know, when you go hiking, what do you need?
Stick.
Yeah, to go up and you know, to climb on the mountain. So you need this stick, so to be able to collect all the support, all the supporting man. Hashem is Akeno.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.